Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Jazz with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government announced the Commission of Inquiry initially aimed at the CFMEU will now expand to look at the entire building industry. Barrister Geoffrey Watson, CS, released the bombshell report implicating that the CFMEU's Queensland branch early this month, prompting the state government to announce an independent inquiry into their alleged culture of violence. This investigation will expand to now include crime and corruption across the industry. Following allegations by Nine News, Deputy Premier Jared Blais stated further action was needed and that the expanded terms of reference and the commission's leader would be announced next week.
A Queensland family may lose $45,000 worth of their home deposit as a result of a negative social media group made about their property developer, Kinslake. In 2022, the McKinns family of four paid a deposit to secure an off-the-plan townhouse to be developed by Kinslake in Rochdale, but in 2023 received a, quote, deed of recession and demand to sign a mutual contract termination from the developer as the project would not be going forward. They refused to sign the agreement, and Mr. McKinns formed a Facebook group urging others to do the same. Kinslake reached out shortly afterwards with notice of breach of contract for potentially defamatory allegations. The McKinns family has since accrued around $10,000 in legal costs and has said that they had now been priced out of the property market in Rochdale.
And in national news, Ramsay Health Care, Australia's largest private hospital operator, announced it will close 17 of its 20 psychological clinics across the country by September, leaving thousands without access to essential mental health services. Internal documents from Ramsay to staff members revealed cause for closure to be rising costs, uneven demand, and operating complexity. While Ramsay spokespersons claim this reshape has been actioned in order to better meet the evolving needs of clients and clinicians, psychologist Patrick McGorry explains that this decision will mount pressure onto an already burdened public system. McGorry also states that there is great risk this closure will see more patients left without any care at all.
In Western Australia, long-term tenants of caravan parks are facing eviction due to the sale of the parks. An advocate for the park has claimed that the state government has neglected the area and left the residents open and vulnerable to manipulative practices. One tenant of a seaside cabin at Drummond Cove Holiday Park on the coastline near Geraldton, which is located about 400 kilometres north of Perth, paid $230,000, expecting to live there permanently when he moved almost a decade ago. However, when Wajari Enterprises took over the park in February, he was served with an eviction notice for August. The ABC has reported that none of the tenants received a written lease agreement when purchasing the property, instead relying on verbal agreements. Unfortunately, this has left the tenants with no legal leg to stand on as eviction date draws closer. Caravan and Camping WA Chief Executive Carol McCracken hopes for a review of the residential parks Act 2006 to help solve this issue so more long-term residents of caravan parks are not at risk of being taken advantage of and left without a place to call home.
In international news, the French President Emmanuel Macron posted on X on Thursday announcing that France will formally recognise Palestine as an independent state. President Macron said in his media release that the decision would be made final at the UN General Assembly in September this year, claiming that there is no alternative to the urgent need to end the war in Gaza and rescue the civilian population.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with morning frost in the west after a cool night. It's currently 8 degrees but should warm up today with an expected maximum of 22 and a low chance of rain. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.